Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Nets started their crazy road trip last night in Oklahoma City. Erica Herskowitz is here to tell us about that. Some other stuff with an update. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm terrific. This report brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at Ray Katina Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Well, we'll start off with the Nets then. Russell Westbrook posted his 25th triple-double of the season, 31 points, 12 boards, 11 assists to help the Thunder rally and beat the Nets 108-96. Brooklyn playing the first of seven on the road, blew an early 17-point lead before snapping a four-game winning streak. Spencer Dinwiddie finished with 25 points. So the Warriors beat the Rockets 106-104. DeMarcus Cousins poured in a season-high 27, commented after the game on all the drama that surrounds his team day in and day out.
Well, my grandmother, when I was younger, she had this show she used to watch. I'm sure y'all heard of it, As the World Turns. And, you know, it was just, she called it her story. I got to watch my story. You know, I used to watch it with her, and, you know, every episode, it was something. That's what this has turned into, As the World Turns.
So lots of drama. His first year with the team, didn't expect all that media frenzy to be going on around him, and I guess he's not getting used to it too quickly. The Warriors had lost 6 of 10 coming in, now 4.5 games up on the Rockets atop the Western Conference standings. NFL free agency officially began yesterday. No new news on Odell, so we'll move on. The Seahawks came to terms with former Jets Pro Bowl kicker Jason Myers on a 4-year deal.
That was kind of crazy that the Jets let him walk.
Yeah, I know. Pro Bowl kicker. I guess that's a big deal that he got out there, though, and they said we don't need to go that far and pay a kicker that much.
Man, they had a Pro Bowl kicker. They had one of the best special teams groups in the NFL last year, and they basically lost their returner, Roberts, right?
Who was also a Pro Bowler. You lost your two Pro Bowl guys.
So they decided to let those two guys go. They must have, obviously, in-house answers, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little bit surprising.
Like who's their kicker going to be? Do we know? Do we have any idea?
I don't know. Not right now. I mean, this just happened yesterday, you know? Who's their center going to be is, I think, a better question. You know, that's something they got to figure out. There's a couple of holes still there, but, I mean, I think the excitement around some of these other players is sort of masking that, spraying the fragrance over some of these other holes. But there's still time, man. The league year just opened up yesterday, for crying out loud.
I don't know. You lost two of your better players that had really good years for you. I don't know. You would think you'd like to keep them. Especially with all the money that you supposedly have.
And Roberts went to the Bills, too.
All right.
Well, you mentioned Roberts. He gets a 3-year, $18 million deal from Buffalo. The Patriots re-signed wide receiver Philip Dorsett. The Steelers gave former Jaguars wide receiver Dante McCreef a 2-year deal. The Ravens signed safety Earl Thomas and running back Mark Ingram. The Chargers gave Tyrod Taylor a 2-year contract to back up Philip Rivers. The Redskins re-signed Adrian Peterson. And supposedly the Giants are reportedly going to be giving Eli Manning a $5 million roster bonus tomorrow.
Which gets paid in one transaction.
They just they
just $5 million direct deposit.
Cash, cash. Give me cash.
Yes. Take it from the Giant account and put it right into Eli's account.
Do you think that Eli Manning
take half out for taxes?
Do you think that he checks to see if it went through? Is it like let me just take a look, or is this financial guy give him a call and say, hey, the roster bonus went through? Is his Chase app or something?
Thinking that he's an investor's bank guy, so he'll probably get some sort of investor's bank notice on his phone.
Okay. You know, he'll probably
cha-ching! It probably goes up cha-ching! Like that.
He'll probably either get Kevin or Dom to give him a personal phone call.
Yeah, you never know. Right, exactly.
Oh, boy. All right, what else?
All right, opening round of the Big East tournament at the Garden last night. St. John's beat DePaul 82-74 to advance to the quarterfinal.
20 to play in the game. 10 seconds on the clock. Now picked up on the quick by Buck. Clark for the three straight away. Gone! Marvin Clark, the second, hits the three-point shot to put the Red Storm ahead 79-66.
And that was John Nico with the call on the IMG St. John's Sports Network. The
Thank
Red Storm
God.
Play Marquette tonight at 7.
I've been watching DePaul beat the pants off of St. John's now for three straight games. Last year at Carnesecca, I was there to see it. This year at Carnesecca, I was there to see it. Then they went to DePaul and some dude dropped 40 on them. So finally, they beat DePaul in a game that they had to have because they would have been sitting around on Selection Sunday chewing their fingernails off. I think now they're okay. They got Marquette, as you mentioned. So if they would have lost that game, I would have said they don't deserve to be in the tournament. If they would have lost to DePaul three friggin' times in the same season.
And Minka would seep into his deep depression that he usually does after the St. John's season ends.
It's party time.
Now it is, yes.
Providence defeated Butler 80-57, which means the Friars play Villanova today at noon. And Seton Hall plays tonight. The Pirates will take on Georgetown in the nightcap of the Big East tournament. Four games today. Rutgers blew it down the stretch in their Big Ten opener. The Scarlet Knights losing to Nebraska 68-61.
Ah!
It's also one and done for Fordham, which lost its A-10 opener to Richmond 52-50. Second round of the ACC tournament in Charlotte. Syracuse beat Pittsburgh, so the Orange tip off against Duke tonight. And Colgate earned a bid to the NCAA tournament, first time in 23 years, winning the Patriot League title with a 94-80 victory
over Bucknell. That looked like a high school game, by the way. That Bucknell-Colgate game looked like a high school game. Yeah. It did. And by the way, let me ask you a question. When was this game between Rutgers and Nebraska? When did they play that?
It started last night at around 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Oh.
6:30. He could have been back.
He should have been back,
yeah, he
right?
could have taken the flight. I was actually saying that.
He's
I
lazy.
Watched the game, and I was like, well, Jerry could be back. I mean, that's kind of lame.
I guess what time does the team fly back tomorrow or today, I guess?
It'll be today because it's going to be the day after the game.
Oh, no matter what.
No matter what. So if they won yesterday, last night, he would have missed Friday's program.
But you'd think if he was dedicated, he would have taken a flight like on his own and come back.
So.
Like
Thank
if he cared
you,
at all about the show.
Or at least right. checked, you know,
yeah,
go
do
to
you
Orbitz
want me
or
to
Travelocity,
come,
you know, see if there's a flight he can
right.
get out.
Right, I mean, Chicago to New York. Like, that's
I mean, come on, it happens
a half
day,
hour. Like,
at least 20 times a day.
And this will be it for Rutgers, right? They're going to pay themselves into one of these FACACTA tournaments to play.
I don't know
like
they,
the CBI or the CIT or whatever one of those stupid things.
I think you have to be 500.
They're under 500 now. They're two games under.
Well, that's for the NIT, I think.
Also for these others.
For the others, too.
And the CIT goes mid-major or lower conferences only.
So he's done. That was it. Last night,
shed
tears, hugs.
Did you see any of this? You see, this game was a disaster.
No,
they were
I did
winning
not.
The game up until the last 5 minutes.
No,
and
I did.
And then they just...
Listen, I watched every single minute of Nets Thunder last night. Can't expect them to put on Rutgers.
And so, you know, you bring up Nets Thunder. I'm telling you, the Nets are in this schedule now, this last 12 games of the season. I mean, they play all the best teams with the exception of the Lakers. And their last game is against Miami, and Miami's obviously a playoff team right now as we speak. They're number 8 in the East, but there's a chance they could actually go winless.
I don't think so. Listen, they got Sacramento in there, too. They're not going to lose every single game down the stretch. Now, last night was a different story. You're at Oklahoma City. This was one of these instances where you just saw the two stars take over in the second half. I think they outscored them 66-44 in the second half, and Paul George and Russell Westbrook went off, and you got to give the Nets a ton of credit to be this good with all those guys that you don't have a real superstar, you know, D'Angelo Russell's playing like one. But then when you see guys like Paul George and Russell Westbrook just decide, like, we're not going to lose this
game.
Yeah,
but that's the problem. Every team they play, maybe with the exception, and who knows if LeBron's going to play. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But every team on their schedule now has those two guys.
Well, not the Sacramento Kings or the Miami Heat. You know,
yeah, but those guys, those teams, where's Sacramento right now?
Yeah, I know. They're like the ninth seed in the West right now.
Right.
I mean, listen, they're having a nice year for the Sacramento Kings, but it's not like the Nets are going to, like, you're going to get crushed by the Sacramento Kings. I mean,
yeah, but the point being is that they're on this West Coast road trip, and it did not get off to a good start. I don't think anybody expected them to win last night, but, man, this is the end of the season here. This schedule is ridiculous. It may be the toughest schedule left in basketball.
It probably is, but they're not going to drop out of the playoffs. There's no way. I mean, Orlando's, what, 5.5 games behind them? They're not going to blow a 5.5 game lead to the Orlando Magic or whoever.
I'm just saying, they won 4 in a row, right? So they beat Dallas, Cleveland, Atlanta, and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now it's Oklahoma City they lose, Utah, Clippers, Sacramento, Lakers, Portland, at Philadelphia, then at home against Boston, Milwaukee, Toronto, yes. Milwaukee, Indiana, and Miami.
I know, it's tough.
It's unbelievable.
I know, but they're going to make the playoffs, man. They're making the playoffs.
Okay.
They're not going to lose every game. You think they're going to lose every single game?
I think in order for them to, I don't know what Orlando's schedule looks like. I don't know if it's reverse. I don't know if they're playing a bunch of, like, the Knicks and Cleveland and all that other crap and Phoenix. Who knows? But that schedule right there, that's murderer's row.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Erica. Or you got something else?
You want Yankees at all?
Sure. Okay. Let's hear it. Give me the Yankees.
Yankees and Phillies played 10 innings, finished to 5-5 tie. Bryce Harper was booed. Masahiro Tanaka gave up 2 runs on 6 hits. He fanned 6 over 3 2/3. Says he thought he pitched well. Which means he was able to control the ball and thinks he's moving in the right direction.
Do you know Japanese?
No, but I thought it was hilarious that the tape op last night recorded the Japanese and like cut it up. What is that?
Wait a second. The tape op put in the Japanese.
Yes,
cuts
who does that?
Without the translation?
No, he did. Well, listen, yes, translation. But like the whole thing was like, it was hilarious. I wasn't expecting it. Whatever. Whatever.
What's going on? Every time I hear happening? About what's happening in the newsroom, ever since you gave up the schedule,
bananas.
Eddie, it's like the Wild West.
Bananas. It really is.
Guys, I don't know anybody's name. I can walk into a newsroom any night of the week and not know a single person.
Well, the other day, Jerry said that some guy worked here that worked somewhere else, and don't we know this guy? He's been cutting tape for us. Nobody knows who he is.
Who the hell's doing the scheduling around here?
You know what the problem is, too? The sports radio network has a ton of, like, part-time dudes. So it's true. You go out there, I have
there's
no
an
idea.
Excess of strangers in the newsroom.
So there's a lot of dudes out there.
A lot of dudes. It looks like a fraternity out there.
Yeah, I know. There are
and
a
then
lot
there's
of dudes.
Erica.
And then there's
And then every now and then Kim Jones comes walking through, right?
The old ladies.
Is that it?
And Maggie. That's pretty much
And Maggie. Yeah, right.
Yeah, she doesn't know anybody either.
And Amy Lawrence we see in the newsroom also.
Amy's here, that's right.
You know what I like doing sometimes is when Boomer's leaving. I'll be talking to Izzo over there, and the door's right by his desk. I'll look at one of these dudes at CBS Sports Radio to watch them watch Boomer because it never fails. Like, I'll look at one of these guys because they're young guys. It's probably like their first or second shift, and then there you are walking out, and they're just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. They're just sitting there, and they're looking at you, trying to play it cool, but they're just staring at you the whole time as you walk out. It's a lot of fun. You should do it.
I should do it?
Yeah, you should do it. You should take a look over.
You just stare at them.
Just stare back.
I'm actually clueless to what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, right. I mean,
you should just go over there and just
like. You feel eyes on you all the time in the newsroom?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I don't.
I'm telling you, it's so funny.
It's true.
It's like some 22-year-old kid who's getting paid in peanuts there. He's got his first shift, and he's just like, he's scared. And then all of a sudden, just like the presence of Boomer walks by, like makes their life.
To be fair, Beningo could do the same thing to these kids, too. I mean, they stare at Beningo also.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're like, oh, my God, look at
you. Oh, my God.
What am I, some kind of zoo animal or something?
Yes.
That's the way it is?
Yeah,
yes.
Kind of, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry to break it to you.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, you know, maybe I'll pay attention to that walking out today.
Yeah, do it.
You know, talk to them. You make their day.
Oh, I know. You could just go over there.
So, in other words, you're saying that as I walk out, somebody is looking
at
me. Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
So if I walk out and I look at somebody, well,
you make his day.
So then what?
You give him like a hey chief or hey
little,
big
little
guy.
Fist pound.
Hey,
what's up, bud?
Yeah, like a snap and a point. Yeah, one of those things.
Hey shooter, how are you?
Yeah, hey shooter.
Sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Call him sport.
Hey sport.
Yeah, maybe a tussle of the hair with sport. Hey
pal,
sport.
Pal. Hey pal.
Yeah. And then that'll be. Then they'll see their face get flush, and then they'll get excited.
All right,
and
maybe
pick
we
up
should
their
get
phone.
We should get Izzo up for that today and get him. Filming this.
Yeah.
All right. And see how we get some further content.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Erica.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.